All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're taking a look at The Invisible Man. It's directed by Lee Whannell, one of James's favorite people. Lee Whannell! And the writer is Lee Whannell, and the story is by Lee Whannell, so it's all Lee Whannell. Stars Elizabeth Moss, Oliver Jackson Cohen, Harriet Dyer, and quite certain that Aldous Hodge is in this movie. The synopsis is, when Cecilia's abusive ex takes his own life, leaves her his fortune, she suspects his death was a hoax, as a series of coincidences turn lethal. As the synopsis kind of gave away, the movie starts off with Moss. She's laying in bed with a guy, and then she sneaks out. She hops in the car with one of her friends, or not sure if it was a sister or something, but the guy finds her and drives off. And then all of a sudden, the next scene is that this guy is dead, and somehow he had left, not sure if it was a husband or boyfriend, but he had left all his money. I think he had a technology company.
They had some type of relationship. Yeah, I don't think they ever specified. If they did, I missed it.
He left all the money to her, and then she goes to live with Aldous Hodge, of all people, and Aldous Hodge has a daughter. He just keeps referring to her, like, very annoyingly by her nickname, C. I'm like, okay. Then why do you just keep saying it? Nevertheless, they get a note. Again, the person left all his money to her. Kind of strange things start happening to where she's kind of suspicious of everything. And people are trying to reassure her that, oh, it's just all trauma. And obviously, there's a little bit more to that. So, James, what did you think of The Invisible Man?
I thought it was a different take on the whole Invisible Man story. It was a little different. I liked certain things about it, but certain things I didn't like, or certain things weren't explained, or you just kind of had to fill in the blanks. We mentioned earlier, was it her husband, her boyfriend, abusive relationship? That's all we really
know. Yeah, because when it starts off, I thought it was like corporate espionage or something. Like she slept with him and was trying to steal some stuff because she's like going all throughout the house.
Yeah, it was an elaborate scheme to get out the house. I mean, it was like, she climbed the wall. I thought that she could have just ran out, but she shut off the cameras, did everything. Yeah. I mean, he had a pretty good security system, it seemed. Like I said, it was a different take on the Invisible Man story. I thought it was pretty good. Like I said, I did have some issues with certain things. Outside of that, it was a serviceable movie. It was something to watch. I thought that the way it was shot was well done in certain times. You kind of felt the tension. You knew something was there, but you couldn't see. The way they did the camera angles made you think that something was there. It had a tone. I think it was a good tone. I'm not going to say it was spooky, but you did have the feeling of being watched. And that's what I think the director wanted to get across. The audience, he wanted you to feel what she was feeling, the uneasiness. And you kind of felt that. I personally thought she did a good job in showing her range and acting as a person that has been through a lot of traumatic stress in a relationship. So outside of that, I mean, like I said, I think it was a pretty decent movie. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I thought this was going to start off as another agenda movie, which it kind of does. I mean, if you start talking about the abuse side of things, but then it starts taking a whole maybe mental illness side of it, that she gets put into a mental hospital, that strange things keep happening to me. Things like that, where movie kind of takes a slightly different path. And as somebody that saw Lee Whannell's previous movie, Upgrade, I think Upgrade is a better movie. It is a much better movie than this. But this one, like you said, it is serviceable. It's not terrible. I mean, Lee Whannell is talented. And I mean, this is a story that's been told many, many times. It's an H.G. Wells story. The Invisible Man might have showed up in The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. This is a more modern take on that. So it's not like, well, all of a sudden some scientist drinks some potion and he's invisible. Takes more of a focus on Elizabeth Moss's character, which her acting in the beginning of the movie, a lot of the interactions between her and Aldous Hodge, I was like, oh, this is not
It's kind of cringy.
Yeah, yeah. And then Aldous Hodge was like, see.
What was his relationship with her? How did she?
I don't know. I mean, other than he was a police officer, I think that was like the only thing.
Was he a friend? I mean, I thought that he was dating her sister or something. I don't know what was going on.
Yeah. So at first, I'm like, oh, all right. Like, y'all dating or something? Like, what's going on? James, what score would you give The Invisible Man?
I would give it a 7. I said I enjoyed the movie. I would watch it again. I thought the acting was pretty good, except for the Aldous Hodge. I didn't understand his role. I didn't understand why he was there.
I think that's more of a diversity casting.
Not saying that the character that he played wouldn't have been a good character. It just seemed like he was just, I don't know.
Well,
and maybe because I didn't understand the relationship between the two. It
describes his role as being her childhood friend, which I never even got that in a line of dialogue or
nothing.
Their interaction. Nothing.
I would give this movie a 7. I thought her acting was pretty good. In the beginning, she seemed just a little bit too...
like, doe-eyed, basically. Oh my
yeah, God. Yeah, like, so naive and just whatever. And I guess that's part of her character, because I guess her being in an abusive relationship, she was naive in the beginning, and then she got the courage enough to escape, where she did, and try to live her life. But yet, she did a good job by showing the post-traumatic stress of an abusive relationship. I thought she did a pretty good job.
I mean, yeah, she was just eventually.
So squirrely and scared and just on edge. And you felt that she was really, really abused. So her acting was pretty good.
Yeah, the first maybe 15 to 20 minutes of the movie was really rough. Where is this going? Because again, it's all vague. I mean, the opening scene, what's going on? Like, all right, well, she's escaping. Like, she's stealing something. And then it turns out to be the whole abuse angle, and then it's like a whole point where like she's supposed to be waking up Aldous Hodge's daughter, and then the kitchen almost catches on fire and she doesn't know what to do. I'm like, huh, like this seems to be a little stupid, but it picks up maybe the second third of the movie. The second and third acts of the movie, okay. That first act, not so much. I'll give it a 5. I mean, it's watchable. You know, would I watch it again? Probably not. It's a Blumhouse movie, so they make these movies for like dirt cheap. And I know it made money before the current events started happening, but I guess, I mean, again, if you haven't seen Upgrade, you need to see Upgrade, James.
You said the abuse angle. So was it clear that she was abused before the movie began?
It happens in a lot of dialogue that I think her sister says, like, oh, I've been abused by him so badly. She's just basically curled up on a couch. She doesn't want to leave outside. It's like, well, you have to go outside. And so that's like one of the big things in the beginning of the movie. Right, she overcomes it. Yeah, she overcomes the fear.
She had to build up the courage because I guess he beat the... He just basically abused her to all shit.
Yeah, it was like, well, he brainwashed you and did all this other stuff. So the one point that she does go outside, there's a jogger running past and she gets freaked out and she runs back in the house.
So they don't focus on the abuse. They just focus on her reaction to the abuse.
Her
surviving.
For the first act of the movie, yeah. Kicks into, well, all these strange things keep happening to her. It's not a coincidence.
Notified that he committed suicide. Things start to get a little bit better. She started taking baby steps in, you know, getting herself back into the world because she felt safer. When she first escaped and knew he was still alive, Kirk down on her sister. Was like, why'd you come here? He knows that you live. He knows he's going to follow you. He's going to make him find me and all this other. I mean, she was just going off. And then once she realized that he committed suicide and was all over in her eyes, she started to try to live her life again.
Tries to give Aldous Hodge's daughter money for college, because the whole thing with his character is a single dad trying to send his daughter to college, and they don't have the money to get her into this one particular college. And then when she comes into all this money, kind of unrealistically comes into all this money, she sets up a fund for her to have enough money before she gets to college to have.
And also there's a catch.
Yeah.
The catch is that she gets all this money, like $100,000 a month. It'll stop if she gets convicted of a crime. One of the things that happened, if you forget the restaurant scene when she was, I think she was with her sister? Or her lawyer? Somebody.
Yeah, it's been a couple. I'm not sure who it was, but go ahead.
Well, she was in the restaurant with a friend, I'll say a sister, somebody. Like I say, unfortunately, this is the bad part of the movie. Sometimes you don't know the relationships between certain characters. You don't know.
Well, because the movie just kind of starts. You don't know.
Right. It's not really established.
I mean, it just starts on the escape scene, basically. It's just like, bang. You kind of smack dab in the middle of the movie.
Right. She was at dinner with her, and then all of a sudden, a knife just pops up, slashes her throat, and just lands right in her hand. And everybody in the restaurant sees her. So that right there, I think that's when she gets admitted to the asylum.
Yeah. I kind of skipped the whole area of the movie. Depending upon what happens moving forward, you might be able to watch this on streaming. But yeah, that's The Invisible Man. And James would say, Lee Whannell! And one of his favorite directors.
It's a good movie. It's serviceable. I won't say one of his best, but it's good.
Lee Whannell! That's Beastscape.